This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Congress is expected to take up the next farm bill this spring, and President Donald Trump has proposed major cuts to crop insurance and other safety net programs for farmers. Congress moved in the other direction with a program to protect dairy producers earlier this year. But as Hope Kerwin reports, some Wisconsin farmers say that has not protected them from low milk prices, and they're not convinced the changes will help.
Dairy analyst Mark Stevenson from the University of Wisconsin-Madison says the Dairy Margin Protection Program, or MPP, is kind of like car insurance.
Producers decide the level of coverage or safety protection that they want, a little bit like thinking about how much deductible would I want on an auto insurance policy.
Drivers pay a premium to cover their expenses in case they get into an accident. With MPP, dairy farmers pay to protect their profit margin, ensuring they'll be able to cover expenses even if the price for milk drops. The program subtracts the average cost to feed from the average price farmers receive for their milk. If that margin falls below their level of coverage, farmers get a check to cover the difference. Milk prices rise and fall every few years, so Stevenson says producers were excited to have some stability when MPP was created in the 2014 Farm Bill. Producers like Jack Ericks from Cashton. He says he knew the program wasn't perfect, but he wanted to sign up anyway.
I thought, you know, gosh, maybe they're going to tweak this program and maybe it'll get better and we need to be in it.
He paid the $100 yearly fee to participate and even bought additional coverage for a 600-cow herd. Then milk prices dropped. For Ericks and other farmers, the continued low prices felt like a car accident for their farm. But there was no insurance payout to help them recover. That's because the cost of feed also fell around the same time. So even though farmers were earning almost a third less for their milk than the previous year, MPP's calculations showed they still had a profit margin. Eric says, unfortunately, feed isn't the only cost for farmers.
Labor is a huge expense on a dairy like ours, and this program does nothing to make account for that expense.
Unlike other federal safety net programs, MPP hasn't sent out regular payments to producers, even though major commodity prices have been down over the last 3 years. A 2017 report from the Congressional Research Service found premium payments from farmers exceeded the amount MPP has paid out. Only producers at the highest level of coverage have gotten help from the program. By comparison, crop insurance and other safety net programs for corn producers have paid out around $5 billion each year. Stevenson, the UW-Madison analyst, says it's pretty obvious the MPP formula hasn't been working.
Congress did not intend this to be an income stream for the U.S. Treasury.
And lawmakers have done something to fix it. In the federal budget deal passed last month, Congress lowered the prices for coverage and allowed farmers to cover more of their milk production. They also increased the program's responsiveness to monthly milk prices. Lawmakers even reopened the sign-up for 2018, hoping more farmers would buy in now that problems were fixed. Stevenson says he thinks the program is worth taking a second look at, especially because Congress is unlikely to make any other changes to the program as they head into farm bill discussions. Stevenson says dairy has been a sticking point in previous farm bills, which is probably the reason lawmakers made changes to MPP outside of the legislation.
I think Congress feels like we've taken care of dairy now.
The problem is, Eric says a lot of farmers aren't ready to dive back into a program that didn't work.
MPP is kind of like a ship that's left port, and then they're trying to get the word out that they're going to come back and see if there's any more passengers, but I don't think there's going to be many at port side wanting to get on.
He says he's not opposed to the idea of MPP, but after 3 years of low prices and no sign of a price rally this year, he's not ready to spend what little profit he's making on insurance that may or may not help him. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.